It's a disease that seems like it could hit anybody at any time. Consider Maureen Manley, who lives in Kirkland. In 1991, she was living her childhood dream, racing for the U.S. cycling team and competing in that famous race in France.
It was during one of the stages of the Women's Tour de France. My vision blurred so badly after riding really hard in a climbing stage, I lost my sight completely and rode my bike off the road and crashed.
That's how she discovered something was very wrong. She had MS.
It was terrifying. I'm thinking, okay, I've achieved being, you know, a world-class cyclist, and now it's going to be a road to a wheelchair.
She was walking with a cane and nearly blind during that first year and wondering, why me? Why now? Maybe you saw the billboards a few years ago. Dramatic photos implied it might be in the environment.
Is it the rain? Is it the traffic? Maybe it's the water. But it's a fact. The Northwest has one of the highest incidences of multiple sclerosis in the world.
In the world? Wow. The ad campaign promoted the local MS Society and was pretty successful as PR. But they never answered the question, why here? Is there really more MS here than anywhere else?
Well, the short answer is we don't know.
Dr. Jim Bowen is like the godfather of multiple sclerosis specialists in the Northwest. He's at Swedish Medical Center in Seattle. He answers every question with a yes, but yes, he says, there is more MS here than in California, for example.
MS is more common in the North. It's more common in certain ethnic groups, especially those from Northern European backgrounds.
Having so many Scandinavian immigrants here could be a reason for more MS, but he says the Northwest is similar to any northern state, from here to Maine. Why would there be more in the North? Is it related to sunlight? Then why would it be a rare disease? Scientists know more about what happens after you get MS, as described in this video.
In MS, something goes awry. Immune cells infiltrate the brain and spinal cord and attack.
When the immune cells attack, they leave little scars and the nerves don't function right. But what makes the immune system go haywire? I try asking Dr. Bowen.
They've looked at all sorts of things, soil, water, rainfall, pollution, and none of those have panned out thus far.
None of those, but there are other theories. For example, it's not living in the North that raises your risk. To be precise, it's whether you grew up in the North. The latest theory says maybe there's a virus that's more common in the North, and if you inherited the wrong DNA, then the virus can damage your immune system. Not knowing why MS strikes hasn't slowed down medical researchers. They've come up with 8 drugs that can help control it, and at least 75 more are being tested.
You'd be hard-pressed to find any other disease that had that many.
Maureen Manley, the world-class cyclist, benefits from the drugs, and like all MS patients, she learned what triggers an attack, getting too hot or too cold or too stressed. 12 years after crashing in the Tour de France, she cautiously snapped her cycling shoes back into the pedals again. She rides a training bike in her living room in Kirkland.
Oh, that's better. I really feel like I become one with the machine. So it's an amazing feeling of freedom, really.
After 20 years with MS, she's back riding in events and learning how far she can go without ever knowing why she's sick. Keith Seinfeld, KPOU News.